Good morning. It's Saturday, June 28th, and here's your field operations replay. Yesterday, the operation brought in 192,000 pounds of cherries across four blocks with 365 workers and eight scale stations. 31 cents per pound blended, and total top-up was $600, less than 1% of payroll. Strong day.
Let's start with the block picture, because there's a crew deployment decision in here. Orsh H1 and Orsh 2 each ran about 95 workers and put up 54 and 53,000 pounds, respectively. Both blocks ran clean, zero top-up, workers averaging above 600 pounds per day. Those are your veteran crews, and they're locked in.
Orsh 3 ran 88 workers, 45,000 pounds, also clean. Orsh 4 is the one to talk about, 87 workers, 40,000 pounds, and that's where almost all of the $600 in top-up landed. Average output on Block 4 was about 370 pounds per worker versus 610 on Blocks 1 and 2.
That gap is your newer seasonal workers still on the ramp. Here's the move. Take two of your strongest pickers from Blocks 1 or 2, the ones consistently above 700 pounds, and pair them into the Block 4 rotation today. They set the pace. The newer workers match it. We've tracked this pattern across multiple seasons. Even a 15% lift on those 87 workers adds about $1,200 a day in additional output and shortens the ramp so they're ready when Blueberry starts.
On stations, eight stations across four blocks, averaging 46 workers per station. We ran the optimization overlay comparing actual station positions to the model. Blocks 1 and 2 were dialed in, actual positions within 15 meters of optimal. Block 4 had a gap. The south station sat about 40 meters off, and 12 workers on that end averaged six fewer way events. At 22 pounds per event, that's roughly $400 a day in lost piece earnings sitting on the table. 10-minute move.
The hourly shape looked good. Crews started before 5 a.m. Peak throughput hit at 6, with 314 workers active. The operation ran strong through 8, then tapered normally through the afternoon. High of 82, air quality at 44. Clean conditions, no restrictions. You got a full productive window with no heat compression.
Looking ahead, cherry wraps in the next couple of days. Blueberry transition is July 1st. Weather shows low 80s through Monday, then 91 Wednesday, 93 Thursday. That Thursday is going to compress your harvest window by about 2 hours. Plan crew start times to front load the cool hours and make sure your water and shade stations are positioned before the temperature climbs.
On the blueberry side, one thing to think about as you build crew assignments. Your fresh market blocks need hand harvest for packout quality. But Block 7, your heaviest processed block heading to the freezer line, doesn't need that same precision. If you're going to evaluate machine harvest on any block this season, that's the one. It drops pick cost from around 30 cents to 5 or 6 cents per pound and frees up 40 to 50 workers you can redeploy to fresh market blocks where hand quality drives your grade.
Mid-season blueberry in late July is when things typically shift. Block density drops, second pass picking changes the economics, and your best seasonal workers start rotating out. We'll flag those signals early. But for today, move that south station on Block 4, consider the anchor picker swap, and enjoy the cherry finish. 192,000 pounds at 31 cents. Have a good one out there.